Thank you, Parami, for those kind words of introduction. I suppose I'd better by apologising for bringing the rain. But I'm sure the farmers at least won't mind, and I'm sure we're all quite happy sitting here, dry and comfortable, and just listening to the sound of the rain on the roof, on the tent. People sometimes ask me what I've been doing. And nowadays that's not a very difficult question to answer, because there are certain things that I can no longer do. I can't any longer read, and I can't any longer write. And inasmuch as those two things did formerly occupy quite a large section of my time, it means that not being able to do those things, I have quite enough time, quite a lot of time, in fact, for other quite different things. So I see people most days. I see order members, I see mitras, I see other friends, talk with them, explore the Dharma with them, and sometimes also study with them. I've also quite a lot of time for quiet reflection and contemplation and looking back over the happenings of the last so many years. I must also admit that I do listen also to a little, listen to the wireless, to the radio sometimes, and especially to the news. And a few weeks ago I couldn't help noticing that there was quite a lot of news on the radio in connection with one particular subject, and that was the forthcoming Olympics in China. I'm not personally very interested in the Olympics. I've never been much of a sportsman, or as those of you who've read my memoirs will gather. But nonetheless, I couldn't help hearing these various news items about the forthcoming Olympics in China, in Beijing. But also I couldn't help hearing about the torch race that was going on. That is to say, there was something which I gathered was called the Olympic torch. And it was being passed from the hand of one band of people to another, from one country even to another, and ending up in China, and even, I believe, at one point, going up to the top of Mount Everest. So in this way, I did hear quite a bit about the Olympics, and quite a bit about that handing on of the torch from one group of people to another in so many countries over a certain period of time. So that put me in mind of something that I'd encountered in the Buddhist scriptures, and that is where the Buddha speaks of the light of the Dharma, the lamp of the Dharma, and speaks of handing it on to his disciples. I also remember that in Chinese Buddhism, there is a quite important text called The Transmission of the Lamp. The Transmission of the Lamp of the Dharma. That is to say, the history of the way in which the Dharma came to China, as it came to so many other countries in the East, being passed from master to disciple, and from that master to his disciple, down through the ages. So we see that there's not just a transmission of an Olympic torch, but there's a transmission of the light of the Dharma from one generation to another. But at the same time, there's quite a difference. The Olympics and the sports connected with the Olympics quite clearly are in most cases competitive. people not only doing their best, but trying in one way or another to outshine other competitors and to win that much coveted gold medal or silver medal or even a bronze medal. So sports do tend to be essentially competitive. But in the case of the transmission of the Dharma, in the case of the people, the followers of the Buddha, to whom the lamp of the Dharma is transmitted and who pass it on in their turn, it is not any question of competition. Rather, it is a question of cooperation. In fact, I would go even further than that. It's not just a question of cooperation, it's a question of collaboration, it's a question of what we call spiritual friendship. In the FWBO, as I think nearly everybody knows, we often speak of our whole movement, that is to say the WBO and the FWBO, as constituting a sort of network of spiritual friendships. A network which includes people from all sorts of backgrounds, all sorts of cultural backgrounds, racial backgrounds, class backgrounds, even former religious backgrounds, but all are part of this network of spiritual friendships. So this is one of the great characteristics that I would say of the FWBO and the WBO, in fact of the whole of our great spiritual movement, which started some 40 and 41 years ago. So we attach, as I'm sure most of you do know, a very great deal of importance to this aspect of the movement, that of spiritual friendship.